What is justice? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of justice is, quote, the maintenance or administration of what is just, especially by the impartial adjustment of conflicting claims or the assignment of merited rewards or punishments, end quote. The dictionary definition of justice is simply, quote, the administration of what is just, end quote, then what is the definition of what is just? Again, referring to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, just is defined as, quote, acting or being in conformity with what is morally upright or good, end quote. These two definitions together still leave us needing a standard for deciding what is morally upright or good. Our society has lost sight of where true justice originates from, leaving only empty ideals of vague morality and goodness. Scripture must be the foundation for administering justice, and without that foundation, we see a confused society. Our political system, and most prominently our justice system, have lost sight of their firm foundation. Society has lost sight of God and is tearing its scriptural roots out from underneath itself. Our culture now pursues the fleeting whims of folly, failing to anchor itself to the one true and living God. Our society has lost the foundation set by our forefathers, relying on self-centered reasoning, and this is reflected in our justice system. A country's conception of justice indirectly shapes the society we live in. When it comes to justice, neutrality is a myth. We all serve a master, and policy surrounding justice is written by a government who seeks to either serve God or, by default, the devil. There is no neutrality. Henry Van Til wrote in The Calvinistic Concept of Culture that, quote, culture is lived religion. It is the form that religion takes in the lives of men, end quote. According to Van Til, culture is religion externalized. Public policy indirectly dictates the outlook of a culture. Therefore, it can be said that public policy reflects religion. When policy, for example, legalizes the murder of unborn human beings, the policy is a denial of God's word and the handiwork of Satan. God is the ultimate judge, and justice is enshrined in his character. True justice reflects who God is. Justice is not based in human opinion or cultural norms, but rather in God's law reflected in his character. Psalm 99 verse 4 says, quote, the king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob, end quote. Biblical justice is rooted in God's unchanging and objective moral law, which we can see displayed throughout God's law, especially in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20 verses 1 to 17, and Deuteronomy 10 verses 12 to 13. God is righteous in all his ways, and so we can exemplify biblical justice in our own relationship with others, forgiving and reconciling wrongdoing. Isaiah 1 verse 17 tells us to, quote, learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow, end quote. Biblical justice combines both restorative and retributive elements. Restorative justice seeks to repair relationships and restore victims to the rightful place, while retributive justice holds perpetrators accountable for their wrongdoings. Leviticus 24, verse 17 to 22, and Romans 13, verse 4. Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, is the ultimate embodiment of biblical justice. His life, death, and resurrection demonstrate God's justice and mercy, and his teachings provide guidance for living out justice in everyday life. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40, and Romans 8, verses 1 to 4. God is ultimately sovereign over all things, including the civil government. God created the civil government for the good of the people. The civil government is the servant of God and must view itself as such. If we desire a government that recognizes and glorifies God, then it is crucial that Scripture be the ultimate authority in matters of justice. There is no neutrality in this world. There is either Christ or chaos. Everything in this world is tainted by sin, and when the foundation of justice is based on anything but Scripture, society will inevitably crumble. What this looks like from a legislative perspective is tricky. However, I believe that our laws should reflect what true biblical justice and reconciliation entails. Our criminal law in particular should reflect God's law for the punishment of wrongdoing and for the reconciliation of the victim and the wrongdoer. Joseph Boot, in his manifesto, The Mission of God, portrays the administration and reconciliation of biblical justice. Quote, God establishes his laws of justice that include punishment to restore his order in several ways. First, the offender is to receive a just penalty that corresponds to the criminal act based off of Scripture. Second, punishment purges evil from amongst the people rather than having guilt rest upon a people for ignoring it. Third, punishment also functions as a deuterrent to criminality with impurity, Deuteronomy 19 verses 16 to 21. Fourthly, punishment functions as a kind of civil atonement in that by effecting justice, it helps reconcile the offender to society, resulting in God's healing for the social order. Fifth, punishment involves recompense or restitution to the offended, not fines to enrich the state, so that there is real justice for victims of crime, end quote. The civil government must have a foundation on which justice can be rightly administered. this foundation must be the Word of God. If there is no basis on which the definition of justice lies, then it can be twisted to mean whatever society deems fit. Today, the government has thrown off the foundations on which it was built and has become a law unto itself, no longer recognizing the supremacy of God. Reform is vitally important in order to keep Canada standing on its foundations. Even though we may have our desired goal, we must not become impatient in our endeavors. God works everything for his glory and for the good of those who love him. Christ is King, and he will come again to reign on this earth. We need not worry, but rather hope. We will have true justice in the end.